If you are listening to this audiobook because you were challenged with a chronic health condition, excess weight, or a general malaise, I'm not surprised. Statistically speaking, you are much more likely to be some level of sick than you are to be well. You might question how we could still be so far from understanding health and curing diseases. After all, the 40 years we spent fighting the war on cancer has resulted in $500 billion in expenditures, yet the death rate has changed little. Medical science in general could be implicated. Cancer researcher Glenn Begley attempted to replicate 53 landmark studies conducted by top labs and published in major medical journals, and could only reproduce 6. That's an 89% failure rate. Obesity rates are at an all-time high and rising. The Gallup Healthways Well-Being Poll, which has been monitoring body mass index, BMI, since 2008, found that in 2013, the number of obese Americans rose a full percentage point after being basically flat for 5 years. For the first time in human history, this generation will live a shorter time than their parents. And this is despite spending an estimated $2.9 trillion in 2013 on health care in the U.S. alone. How is that for progress? The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, estimates that by 2050, 1 in 3 U.S. adults will have diabetes. 1 in 8 people aged 65 and over currently has Alzheimer's, and that number is expected to rise to 1 in 4 within the next 20 years. In its 2014 World Cancer Report, the World Health Organization reported a looming human disaster in the rising cancer rates, from 14 million new diagnoses reported in 2012 to an estimated 22 million annual diagnoses 20 years from now, an increase of 57%. That means within 2 decades, 13 million people will die from cancer each year. Asthma, hay fever, eczema, food allergies, lupus, multiple sclerosis, and other autoimmune diseases are all on the rise. According to some estimates, allergies and diseases of the immune system have doubled, tripled, or even quadrupled in the last few decades, with some studies indicating that more than half of the U.S. population has at least one clinically diagnosable allergy. At an alarming rate, some people's immune systems are overreacting to substances that should be harmless, leading to allergies. Others' immune systems are malfunctioning and attacking parts of their own body, the very definition of autoimmune disease. If you seek relief from any of these conditions from your doctor, you are likely to leave his office with at least one prescription, and more likely multiple, for pharmaceuticals. You may be shocked to learn that nearly 70% of all Americans are taking at least one prescription drug for a chronic or other medical condition, with antibiotics, antidepressants, and opioids topping the list. 1 in 4 senior citizens takes 10 to 19 pills a day. But over the course of a year, the average adult age 18 to 65 years old in the United States fills about a dozen prescriptions, unless they are over 65, and then that number goes up to more than 30 a year. In the pediatric population, 1 out of every 5 children takes at least one prescription drug every month. About 10% of them use 2 or more, and 1% use 5 or more drugs per month. These statistics, which are the latest available but still 5 to 10 years old, are disturbing enough. But what is most shocking is that an average senior citizen who has been diagnosed with just 5 chronic conditions, osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and COPD, will be taking a minimum of 12 different drugs every day just to treat these conditions. If you consider that someone on hypertension drugs is most likely also to be on a statin to reduce cholesterol, this would bring it to 13 prescription drugs taken every day. But if you add in drugs prescribed for other chronic conditions commonly associated with old age, such as GERD, angina, depression/mental illness, insomnia, sleep apnea, hot flashes, kidney disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and congestive heart failure, that person could easily be taking as many as 24 or more drugs a day. Since statistics show that 3 out of 4 older Americans have multiple chronic health conditions, these numbers are not unrealistic.